who's going to listen to your podcast? As a podcast producer, I find some podcasters are thinking about this way too much, and other podcasters aren't thinking about it at all. The truth is, if you aren't creating your podcast with a listener in mind, you really aren't creating it for anyone at all. Hello and welcome to Podcast for Profit. My name is Morgan Franklin. I'm a podcast producer, strategist, and educator. This podcast will help you create and grow a podcast that cuts through the noise of social media and speaks directly to your target audience. If you're ready to create a podcast that will align you with the experts in your industry, position yourself as a trusted leader, and create another source of revenue for your business, you're in the right place. I love the first episode of a podcast. There is an energy in the first episode of a podcast that you will not hear anywhere else. Even experienced hosts are trying to figure out what their rhythm is and what the messaging for the show is. And the fun part as listeners is we're getting a behind-the-scenes peek at what to expect from the host and the show. For a host that knows who their audience is, there is a peace and clarity and smoothness. You feel like you're on a river cruise being guided through a seamless tour of information. However, for a host that doesn't know who their audience is, it feels like a jerky roller coaster of details. You don't know what they're saying or why they're saying it, and chances are, neither do they. Everyone has an idea for a podcast, right? Some people are going to slap you over the head with it, and some people are never going to tell anybody. But what I've learned over the past 3 years of podcasting professionally is everyone we know has an idea that they think would make a chart-topping show. And you want to know the crazy thing? I agree with them. You can ask any of my friends or the people I see on a day-to-day basis. I will never shoot down a podcast idea. Every person is unique. Every person has a story to tell. But here's where most of us are going wrong. We don't know why we're telling the story, and we don't know who we should be telling it to. I'm a millennial. I grew up with Harry Potter and the iPod Shuffle and Facebook when you still had to have a .edu email address. Social media has played a huge part in my adolescence and young adulthood. I've practically shared my entire life online since I was 13. But somewhere between the time every business started running targeted ads on Instagram and the pandemic making social media the only way to see people who weren't living in your house, social media kind of started to lose its shine. We've lost the plot, as the kids say. And as someone working in digital marketing, that has been deeply concerning. Podcasting lets us connect with listeners and our audience in a way that social media has never allowed us to, because it strips away all that fluff and glitz and takes us back to what we loved about social media in the first place. Connection, storytelling, authenticity. I say all this to say that's why it's so critical to know who you're talking to when you're recording a podcast. So how do you create a podcast with clear messaging that engages your audience and will grow your business? First of all my marketers listening know exactly what I'm going to say. You have to know your target audience. I know this saying is corny, but I love it. If you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. So we have to know where we're going. Start with the basics. If you already have a topic for your podcast picked out, think about who would listen to that specific subject. What's their age, gender, education level, career? How much do they make a year? What's their family like? What are their interests? Are they married? Are they single? All these questions matter. And here's the part where you're going to start thinking, well, Morgan, I want everyone to listen to my show. How could I pick just one kind of person? And I know it is so intimidating to niche down. We all want to believe that everyone would listen to our show. But the truth is, that's not possible. And that's okay. You aren't for everyone, and your podcast isn't going to be either. That's why we have to focus on the people we are for and serve them in the most meaningful way possible. Remember, if you aren't making a podcast for someone, you're making it for no one. If you haven't figured out exactly what your podcast topic will be, that is okay. That's a great place to be. Think about what your experiences are personally and professionally, and who best could be served with that information. What do you wish you had known 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, or at the beginning of a new chapter of your life? The best podcast ideas come naturally as an extension of who we are or what our business does or how we're already showing up in the world. A good podcast is consistently providing value to the listener. Whether the value is through entertainment, education, or inspiration, we want to create value for the audience to come back every week. Again, this is why it's critical to know who will be listening to your podcast and who we'd like to listen to it in the future. If you don't know who you're trying to bring value to, how can you create value for them? This can be one of the hardest parts of podcast strategy and development. For so many of us, it can feel overwhelming to think about how we could provide value for other people on a weekly basis. I've seen incredibly successful business owners, educators, and influencers fall apart when I ask them what they think that they could bring to an audience every week. It would blow your mind. We are so overly critical of ourselves. It's insane. But please remember this. The only difference between you and the person who is where you want to be is that they went for it. They put their ego aside. They stopped making excuses. They stopped questioning if they were good enough, and they went for it. There is nothing special about the people who have the highest ranking podcasts or the highest paid sponsorships or the people that are most successful in business. They didn't wait for permission. They saw the opportunities and they took them. So what is your favorite podcast? Why is it your favorite podcast? What kind of podcast would the person who listens to your podcast listen to? Why is that important? Because too many people are trying to remake the wheel. You're trying to start from nothing when the path has already been made for you. I want you to do your research. Find the podcast that someone who would also listen to your podcast or does listen to your podcast would like to listen to and study that podcast. What makes it successful? How is the host bringing a unique value to listeners? Why would they listen to your show and this show? How can you diversify your show? Knowing your competition is so incredibly important for learning, strategy, and growth of your podcast. The last thing I want to talk about before we wrap up is knowing how your audience will find your show. There are so many incredible shows that no one knows about because the podcast host or team isn't putting in the time to share the podcast. People aren't going to just find your podcast. I know that's sad. There are about 3 million podcasts out there. So what strategies do you have in place to help people find you? Are you blogging about every episode? Are you transcribing your audio? Are you posting on social media? Are you cross-promoting those posts? If you have guests, are you giving them graphics that you've created to share for their episode? Are you sending out your podcast to your email list? There are dozens of ways to share your podcast. And if you aren't taking advantage of repurposing your episodes, you're missing so much of the value of having a podcast in the first place. I want to share this short story of success for a podcast host and their audience. I work for a community-based podcast, and early on in the podcast, we had a pastor of a church come on and share a little bit about his testimony and his church and his family. Years later, someone is moving to town and they're searching for churches and our podcast comes up. They listen to the show and start going to that church. And so not only have we gained a new dedicated listener to our podcast, but more importantly, we've been able to connect someone with a new community and new opportunities. When you know your audience, you can serve your audience. If you take the time to do these exercises and dig into the questions behind your podcast and truly understand who you're creating this content for, not only are you going to have a stronger, more impactful podcast, you're going to have an audience and network around your business that will change your opportunities and your life. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. If you enjoyed the podcast and you'd like to hear more episodes like this one, go ahead and subscribe to the show. New episodes air every Monday morning. And if you found this episode valuable and you want to help other business owners and podcasters, will you leave me a 5-star review? It helps the show rank higher in the charts and brings more entrepreneurs the information they need to start making money on their podcast.